WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Leo Weston here, and welcome back to Mindful Masculinity, 5-Minute Emotional Fitness. Today's topic hits close to home, especially with all that's going on in the world right now. We're diving into something crucial. Building resilience in challenging times. Ever feel like life just keeps throwing curveballs? You know that feeling when everything seems to be piling up and you just want to pull the covers over your head? Well, guess what? You're not alone. Resilience isn't about being invincible or pretending things aren't tough. It's about having the mental and emotional strength to bounce back from setbacks, navigate through storms, and keep moving forward. Think of it like this. Life is a bit like riding a bike. There will be bumps in the road, maybe even a few falls. But with practice and the right mindset, you can learn to handle those wobbles and keep cruising towards your goals. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that inner strength. First things first, acknowledge your feelings. Don't try to bottle them up or pretend everything is okay when it's not. It's like trying to suppress a sneeze. Eventually, it's going to come out with a vengeance. Allow yourself to feel the anger, sadness, frustration, whatever comes up. Journaling, talking to a trusted friend, or even hitting the gym can be great ways to process those emotions healthily. Remember, feeling your feelings doesn't make you weak, it makes you human. Second, focus on what you can control. It's easy to get caught up in things outside of our influence, but dwelling on them only creates unnecessary stress. Shift your energy towards the things within your power, your actions, your attitude, your choices. Take small steps each day towards your goals, even if it's just starting with a simple to-do list or dedicating 15 minutes to a personal project. Every little bit of progress counts. Third, cultivate a positive mindset. Easier said than done, right? But seriously, try shifting your perspective. Look for the silver linings, even in tough situations. Practice gratitude by focusing on what you're thankful for, your health, your loved ones, a good cup of coffee. Remember, thoughts become things, so choose to focus on the positive and watch how it transforms your reality. Fourth, build strong connections. Humans are social creatures and we thrive on connection. Invest in meaningful relationships with friends, family, or even your community. Share your struggles, celebrate each other's victories, and remember that you're not alone in this journey. A supportive network can be a powerful source of strength and resilience. And finally, take care of yourself. This means prioritizing your physical health, eating nourishing foods, getting enough sleep, and moving your body regularly. It also means nurturing your mental well-being through practices like meditation, mindfulness, or spending time in nature. You wouldn't run a car on empty, would you? Treat your mind and body with the same care and attention they deserve. Okay, let's dive into a real-world scenario. Picture this. You just got passed over for a promotion at work, that dream job you were really hoping for. Disappointment kicks in, maybe even some self-doubt. It's natural to feel frustrated, but how do you handle it? Here's where resilience comes in. Acknowledge those feelings of disappointment, don't let them define you. Reflect on what went well and what you can learn from the experience. Use this as an opportunity to grow, maybe seek feedback from your manager or explore other professional development opportunities. Remember, setbacks are not failures, they're simply stepping stones on the path to success. So, in a nutshell, building resilience is about embracing change, learning from challenges, and cultivating a mindset of growth and possibility. It's an ongoing journey, but with each obstacle overcome, you become stronger, wiser, and more capable of navigating life's inevitable ups and downs. Remember, you got this. Keep pushing forward, keep striving for your goals, and never lose sight of the amazing person you are. Take these insights and put them into action today. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little boost, leave a review if you enjoyed it, or join the conversation on social media using hashtag mindfulmasculinity. Until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep rocking that resilience.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.